said to the lilies, how they grow, they toil not, they spin not. And yet I say unto you that Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. If then God so clothed the grass, which is today in the field, and tomorrow's cast into the oven, how much more will he clothe you, O ye of little faith? Amen. Seek not what ye shall eat, or what ye shall drink, neither be ye of a doubtful mind. Amen. I guess that's enough for that. Praise God. Luke chapter 12. Amen. Praise God. That was Luke chapter 12. Matthew 6 and 28. Amen. Oh, we'll get it straightened out. Maybe. I don't know. I wouldn't guarantee. Amen. Hallelujah. Matthew 6. Which of you by taking thought can add one cubit to his stature? And why take ye thought for raiment? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow and toil not, neither do they spin. And yet I say unto you that even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. This isn't a Sermon on the Mount. Amen. Luke chapter 12 was in a different time and location. So evidently Jesus preached this same message everywhere he preached. Amen. How many witnesses do we need to tell us why take ye thought, or why are you worrying? Huh? Amen. Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow, neither they toil, neither they spin. And yet I say unto you that even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. Wherefore, if God so clothe the grass of the field, which today is and tomorrow is cast into the oven, which shall he not much more clothe ye, O ye of little faith? Let me go back to Luke again. I was doing good there, even though I thought I was in Matthew. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Consider, let's go up to verse 24. Consider the ravens. They neither sow nor reap, which neither have storehouse nor barn, and God feedeth them. How much more are ye better than the fowls? Amen. Jesus made a statement there that we need to deal with just a little bit. He said, Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. You can give it just a common old title, Billy, if you want to. Consider the lilies. Let me read you in 1 Kings chapter 4. And Solomon's provision for one day, mind you, amen, was 30 measures of fine flour. That's 318 bushels of flour. Solomon's provision for one day. Amen. And 60 measures of meal, or 630 bushels of meal for one day. Solomon's was. Amen. That's not all. 10 fat oxen. Amen. I mean prime stock, Brother Bud. Amen. 10 fat oxen. And 20 oxen out of the pastures. Not so fat. Amen. It would have been popular today. They want that lean nowadays. Amen. 20 oxen out of the pastures. And 100 sheep. That's a lot of mutton. Amen. Lot of leg of lamb. Amen. Had some French neighbors in Kansas City, and they invited us over for dinner one day, French style, and had a leg of lamb. Before they ever got to Leg of Lamb, they had so many courses. Kim had been over there and ate. She knew what we was up against. They had so many courses. I was already full before we got to the Leg of Lamb. Amen. It was good. I mean, 100 sheep besides harts and roebucks and fallow deer. I mean, they had a bunch of guys chasing them down. Amen. And fatted fowl. Amen. For he had dominion over all the region on this side of the river, from Tipsah even to Azah, over all the kings on this side of the river, and he had peace on all sides. And Solomon had 40,000 stalls of horses for his chariots and 12,000 horsemen. Amen. Now, amen. Several years ago, they estimated Solomon's grocery bill for one day was $17,420. It's 10 times inflated now, but back years ago, Solomon's grocery bill for one day was $17,420. How did Solomon pay his grocery bill? By faith. Amen. God helped him. Hallelujah. Solomon's grocery bill was $6,358,300. $6,358,300 a year. How would you like to have Solomon's grocery bill? You think you got it rough. Amen. Solomon had to come up with that. I mean, 17,000. I mean, glory to God, the 315 bushels of fine flour, 630 bushels of coarse flour or meal daily. I mean, by Kentucky and Arkansas standards, that's a lot of cornbread, brother. Amen. For one man to be responsible for. Amen. Little old boy grew up on Bathsheba's knees, had everything against him. Every lick against him from the very start. Come on. Amen. But he learned something. He learned how to live by faith. Amen. Trust God to supply his needs. Praise God. Hallelujah. And Jesus said it in several different places that Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like the lilies are. Amen. Folks, I'll just tell you, that's a little bit too deep for me. Amen. I need to be a little bit more versed on horticulture, amen, and biology, and gardening, Mark. Amen. Oh, to tell you all you need to know about the lilies of the field. Amen. But a naturalist who loved flowers was standing in a field looking with a magnifying glass at a tiny purple flower and weeping. Because through that magnifying glass, he saw such beauty that God had stored in that tiny little flower. That wasn't even a lily. Amen. But oh, glory. God said concerning those lilies, they don't toil. They don't spin. Amen. Yet I say unto you that Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. Amen. And what are we worried about? Didn't it work out all right before? Didn't it work out all right, Gary? It turned out okay, didn't it? Amen. Glory to God, you're still sleeping in the same bed, aren't you? Still in the same house, aren't you? God brought you through it, didn't he? Amen. Didn't it turn out all right before, Jim? Amen. Well, glory to God, he can bring us through again, can he? Hallelujah. Woo! Glory. Well, how about it tonight? Amen. Didn't it turn out? Ain't God's people doing pretty good? Amen. Well, what are we worried about? Amen. Glory to God, I live on a split second. I get aggravated with my wife and family and everybody else because they don't live on a split second timing like I do. Amen. I've got so many things going, so many things to do. Amen. And I've got to, amen, things have got to click for me. Consequently, I go around sometimes, you know, amen, spring loaded. Amen. Tight as a banjo string. Amen. Sometimes I just have to sit back and relax and do like I read one time. Amen. Of course, I don't have any trouble sleeping. Amen. One thing about it, if you go around spring loaded all day long, amen, you're ready to go to sleep at night. Amen. So Sister Collins, she hadn't even yawned twice before I was snoring. Amen. And amen. I kept things vibrating. I guess they said it did. I don't know. I don't stay awake to see. Amen. I don't think folks ought to worry about somebody snoring. That's a sound of peace. That's a sound of security. Amen. I tell my wife, God gives his beloved sleep. Hallelujah. Amen. He said, consider the lilies. They don't toil. They don't spin. Amen. Yet Solomon, all his glory, was not arrayed like one of these. If God so clothed, amen, the grass, if God so clothed the grass which today is in the field and tomorrow is cast into the oven, how much more will he clothe you, O ye of little faith? Amen. Randy was bragging on my suit the other night. Amen. Where, he said, did you get that suit? He said, you didn't get it at... And then he named one of my favorite stores. Amen. I said, yes. He said, it fits you good. And said, you can tell it's made out of good... This one right here. Tell it's made out of good material. And I said, I think it fit in perfect. I didn't have to do a thing to it. So I turned it up and looked, and it's still factory hemmed. And... Amen. I said, yeah, it just fit me. I put it on, it just fit me. Amen. And I looked inside the belt here, and it said, tailored in Singapore by such and such a tailors. Amen. That fellow that had this tailored in Singapore, he didn't know, amen, that it was God giving this preacher another suit that just fit him. He didn't have to do a thing to it. Amen. Ain't got no brand name in it or nothing, you know. I mean, tailored by professional tailor. Pleats. Pleats in the trousers. You don't preach against them, do you? Amen. Pleats in the trousers. Amen. Hallelujah. God knows what we have need. He can look down the road 5 or 6 years, praise God, and tailor a suit in Singapore that'll just fit me. Amen. As weird as I am. Amen. I mean as off size as I am. Amen. He can tailor. You may not think, you know, that you'd find anything in my favorite store to fit Dougie Stevens, because he's short and Vicky has to redo everything for him. But I found a suit. Amen. I called her up. I said, I believe this suit was made for Dougie. Amen. I said, it's a size 38. And I said, the waist is a size 31. And said, the length is 24 on the trousers. And I said, I believe Dougie can wear it. She said, I believe that's just exactly what he wears. Amen. You know what? Amen. God can tailor us. Of course, if the coat don't fit. Amen. The trousers worth the money I gave for it. Amen. And if the trousers don't fit, the coat's worth more than the money I gave for it with my senior citizen discount, Brother Hutchins. Amen. Hallelujah. And God is able to look ahead, amen, and take care of his own. Amen. Some old boy messed up Danny Cassidy's glasses when he was staying with us. And he came back home from Bible school and he didn't have any glasses. Miss Klug had, he'd went to Miss Klug's 1230 Optical and got him a new pair of glasses and they broke his glasses. Didn't have any glasses. Amen. So I went down to one of my favorite stores, Laura, down your way. Amen. And I got into that basket full of eyeglasses. I said, Danny, get in here and look. You might find you some eyeglasses to fit you. Amen. And he said, no. I said, I can't find anything there. I said, my eyes is different than the other one. And he said, I have to have special lenses. And he picked up one pair of glasses and looked out the glass window of the store. Amen. Said, man, I can see good out of these. It had one ear off. And I fished around down there and found the ear. Amen. Used my pocket knife and took the little screw out of another pair of glasses and put him a screw in there. Amen. And fixed him up and he wore them for 5 years. Amen. God knows how to supply a preacher in Bible school that hasn't got any money. Amen. With glasses, even though one eye is different than the other. If you haven't got too much pride, that is. Amen. Amen. Luke 12:24, he said, consider the ravens. Now, the ravens, amen, they're an unclean bird. God told Israel they couldn't eat them. Amen. But when Elijah was needing help to survive that drought, amen, God fed him. Amen. With the ravens. Amen. And old Elijah down there by that spring down there. I still got Elijah's spring down there at Jericho. Amen. And that spring that he drank out of down there during that drought. Amen. And the ravens came and fed him. And Elijah was glad to get it even though it came out of the beak of an unclean bird. Amen. Hallelujah. Sister Lily Gibson, she thought it was a terrible thing when she couldn't get faith enough to believe God for her diabetes. She had to take insulin. Amen. And some of that insulin is pork insulin. Amen. They have different kinds. They have human insulin and pork insulin and various types of insulin. Amen. And she was just down and about it because, amen, she was strong in faith and wanted to believe God. And, amen, now here she is having to take insulin to carry on a normal life. Amen. She told me, said, incidentally, she was the one that was in revival when Sister Collins and I got married and we had to have our wedding early. But she told me years later after Sister Collins and I had came to Kentucky, amen, that she read where Elijah had to be fed by an unclean bird, and she felt better about her insulin then. Amen. But God will make a way somehow. Praise God. You know, while he was feeding those ravens, he told one of them, or two of them, or a dozen of them, or 50 of them, or 100 of them, I got a another fellow over here that's in bad shape, I want you to share your dinner with. Amen. We kept one of the pups, and amen, we gave the rest of them away. Mike and Norma's got one, Princess got one, and Jason and Juanita's got one, and Tussie's up at Dryden Road, they've got one. And we kept one, Sister Colin named it Trickster. I call him Trick. I don't think he can understand Trickster as well as he can Trick. Amen. And so I call him Trick. Amen. And he's still old Princess, his mother's only baby that she's got left. Amen. I'll take good stuff to eat from the kitchen and dump it out there, and boy, he'll barge in, and you know what? She'll stand back and let him eat first. Amazing thing. Amen. She's still looking out for him, even though he's weaned, and even though he's getting bigger, even though he's growing, she's still looking out for him. She stands back and watches till he gets done eating. And if there's anything left, she goes in and she eats. I usually try to separate her some out so she'll go ahead and eat. Amen. But she's watching out for that pup. Amen. Did you know that Syrophoenician woman that came to Jesus begging for healing for her child? And Jesus said, don't you know it's not meet to take the children's bread and give it to the dogs? You know, you remember what she said, don't you? Even the dogs. Amen. I thought I ought to preach on that. In fact, I don't know, Billy. Amen. You might save this and up for later. Even the dogs. That would be my title. Amen. Even the dogs. They eat the crumbs from the master's table. Praise God. So if healing's the children's bread and we're his children, amen, and he takes care of the dogs, that heathen woman, that woman who was an outsider, had enough wisdom and insight to know that God even feeds the dogs. Amen. When Sister Collins was sick with her nerves and crying and couldn't sleep, saliva all dried up, she couldn't swallow, she thought something bad wrong with her throat and just had all kinds of problems of imagination. I had a dream one night, and I dreamed, amen, that I was in this great old church. Some of it was old as the ages, and some of it looked fairly new and fairly modern. Amen. And it seemed like there was something in that church, that old church, to provide for everything and everybody. Amen. And this may sound strange to you, but I saw a little door open and out came some dog food. And I thought, well, I'll say, even in this old church, there's food for the dogs. Amen. Praise God. And as I walked around through this old church, amen, my wife fell in a dark hole in this old church. She fell down a dark, I thought it was a stairwell or something. And I run and grabbed the watchman. I said, my wife fell down that dark hole. And the watchman, he didn't act like he was alarmed at all. He said, she'll be out after a while. Amen. I said, you don't understand. I shook him and I said, my wife fell down through this dark hole. And he said, she'll be out after a while. And so I got to looking around for a way down there to try to help her out. And as I walked around, I saw a conveyor belt. Amen. This wife. Amen. I mean, rollers and everything, conveyor coming out of the basement of the church. Amen. And my wife was hanging on to it with both hands coming out of the basement. Praise God. Amen. Just like the old watchman said. I've seen that old watchman a few times since. Amen. In my dreams. Praise God. Amen. I saw him the other night. Amen. And he was trying to tell me I was making the wrong decision, I reckon. Amen. And I told him, I said, I'm coming back. I turned around. I was coming back. Praise God. Amen. I see him every once in a while. Amen. I told Brother Havis about my wife falling in that dark hole and me shaking that old watchman in this grand old church that has something to provide for everybody. Amen. And I said, I walked around and I found a conveyor belt that was running and my wife was riding it out of the basement. He said, she probably fell right on it. Amen. Glory to God, she was on her way out. Praise God, the moment she hit the bottom. Hallelujah. I'll tell you tonight that God has provided food for the dogs, food for the birds. Amen. Somebody told me that it would take four boxcars abreast all the way across the United States of America to feed the birds just one day. How'd you like to pay that grain bill? But God takes full responsibility for His creation. Maybe I ought to say it again. God takes full responsibility for His creation. Maybe I ought to say it again. You're not listening. God takes full responsibility for His creation. Hallelujah. Maybe I ought to say it again. Some of you about half asleep, and I don't blame you. God takes full responsibility for His creation. He knows you got bills. He knows you're in trouble. He knows you've got problems. He knows you have need of all these things, praise God. And you know what He says to us sometimes? Oh, ye of little faith. Amen. Praise God. How about it tonight? Amen. Do you know any saints that's not a-making it? I'll tell you what, I don't know very many sinners in the United States of America that's not eating pretty high on the hog. I don't know very many sinners that's not driving pretty good cars and making the payments in this good old United States of America that's flavored by the salt of the earth. Come on. Amen. How much more are we to be able to believe God and trust Him to lead us into the narrow path of God's perfect will and supply every need according to His riches in glory? Praise God. Consider the ravens. Consider the dogs that God takes care of. Amen. I was out looking for a stove for Benny Hammonds down in Barville, Kentucky. I had gone up the holler to carry groceries and stuff to Benny Hammonds. And I drove as far as I could drive, my 63 Ford, and I got out and put the groceries on my back and carried them the rest of the way up the holler. I found them living in a little old shack in the wintertime that you're going to throw the cat through a few places. They'd melted down a warm morning coal stove. You old-timers know what a warm morning is. About this round, you know, and stands up about this high, you know, and fill it full of coal, you know, and it'll last all night if you ain't got too many cracks in the house, and they melted that down. Amen. The wife was laying in the bed with coal set on her face, expecting a baby and an infant sitting on top of her right then. Amen. Already a little baby and expecting another one. And then with nothing to eat. His daughter, Benny was proud of his daughter. He said she can read and count money. You see, Benny Hammonds couldn't read and he couldn't count money. And his wife couldn't read and she couldn't count money. But the reason Benny was proud of his daughter was she could both read and count money. Even though she hadn't graduated from school, she had a little education. And she was making gravy and biscuits for them on that cook stove, and he said, we need a stove. So I was trying to round him up one, and so I was out looking, and amen. I came up on the house. I didn't know Brother Brown lived there, the old boy that always went to Richlands camp meeting when he run out anybody to sing. Amen. And asked Brother Brown with his half his front teeth out, amen, his old guitar, and he'd get up and sing. I didn't know he lived up there in Grays, Kentucky, amen, between Barberville and Corbin. I walked up this house on one of them hillsides, amen, and there was Brother Brown standing on the porch. And here come this dog on a leash. And I'm telling you, that dog run to the end of that leash to get to me. That was the most angry, mad dog I ever saw. And when he got to the end of the leash, amen, his body lurched and he went on, amen, a ways past the leash with his body, and then he rolled on the ground and mashed on himself and bit himself because he couldn't get to me. And I said, Benny, that's a bad dog you got there. Not Benny, but Brother Brown, that's a bad dog you got there. He said, yeah, I said, he is. Said, I'll tell you what, said, if I prank with him just a little bit, said, he'll bite me even. And he's the one that feeds him. Amen. And, Brother Shell said his daughter left. I flew, he said, for me to keep while she was gone to Florida. Said she left me a lizard and a cat and a canary. He then said, and a dog, he said. Well, I'll make a long story short, Brother Shell and his Kentucky humor said the lizard died and the cat ate the canary. He said, I got the track of these feathers. He said, the cat ate the canary and said, the dog wouldn't eat. And he said, nothing I tried to feed him. So one day, he said, I fixed him up a steak. Said, I'll go be real nice to him. Said, the dog wouldn't eat. And so I got him a steak and brought it to him. Said, I got to encourage him to eat. And you know what? Said, he bit me. And me trying to feed him. Amen. Isn't that just exactly sometimes the way we are? Amen. Sometimes we bite the hand of God who's trying to feed us. Amen. God will help us if we'll believe him. God will help us if we'll wait on him. Hallelujah. Consider the lilies. Hallelujah. Well, I'm not preaching that you're not supposed to work. I'm not preaching that you're not supposed to sow. But Mark's already told us that whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. Amen. Hey. But I'll tell you one thing about the lilies. They don't worry. I'll tell you one thing about the ravens. They don't worry. I'll tell you one thing about the grass of the field. It don't worry. And since Jesus said it so many times, I think we ought to relax a little bit from our anxiety, don't you? Let's pray. Father, bless your sweet people and anoint them, Lord, with faith and confidence to buoy them above their tests and above their trials. And, oh, Lord, you know they're willing to work and willing, Lord God, to ply their hands and willing to do what they can. Now, Lord, help us to believe you, to feed us, and to meet our need. In Jesus' name. I told Sister Garland before we was married, I said, we may not have everything we want, but I said, God will give us everything we need. Amen. Sure enough, we didn't have everything we wanted. Because when you're young, you're so prone to temptation. And sometimes God knows it's not good for us to prosper too much when temptation is so strong. He'll let us go for a while till we get some maturity, if you please. And then he'll bless us. Praise God. But he's not forgot you. No matter how young or how old you are, he's still looking out for you. Let's stand tonight and let's come to the altar and ask God for what he's promised.